A Return to the Renaissance by Joni Erie. As I hear the wheels of the plane screech down onto the ground in Charleston, South Carolina, I start to get even more excited. My family and I get in an old English cab, black usually with a stinky interior. But that doesn't matter because all I can think about was getting to the Charleston place, where the New Year's Renaissance Weekend Convention was about to begin the next day. Now, this isn't like the real Renaissance with funny clothes and legs of meat. This is a convention of meetings, talks, and debates on worldwide subjects from many successful people like some writers, rabbis, CEOs, etc. My family started going there 6 years ago when my dad was first invited. But even though this is a coming together for some of the greatest minds of America and the world to state their opinions on the most controversial subjects, friends I've made there and I have started some traditions. For one, on the Friday after we arrive, my Jewish friends and I go to Shabbat service near our hotel. Then when we get back to the hotel, we go to the pool and mess around, splashing and yelling until we are kicked out, still laughing hysterically as we run to the elevator, dripping wet in our swimsuits. The truth is, my friends and I actually go to only one or two meetings during the whole thing. Most of the talks are really boring. We spend most of our time walking around Charleston, going into cool little shops and playing a lot of cards. In fact, one tradition we have started as a talk to help people get better at poker and turn into an annual 10-buck poker game of Texas Hold'em. Then, the night before New Year's, my friends and I all sleep over in one of our rooms. Then around 2 o'clock in the morning, we walk down to a convenience store and buy a bunch of soda and junk food. When we get back to the room, we crunch into tasty Cheetos and rip pieces of jerky off as we see what's on TV at 3 in the morning. Lastly comes the biggest tradition of all, the New Year's Eve party. This is where everyone from the whole convention gets in a big ballroom and eats delicious desserts, like homemade ice cream with hot fudge and strawberry syrup. Then when the clock hits midnight, we all celebrate with champagne to drink and songs to sing. Then, after all the songs end, my friends and I continue to hang out till sunrise before hitting the sack. Then, the next morning, or should I say afternoon, my friends and I say our goodbyes as we all go back to our hometowns like New York, Pennsylvania, and Seattle for me, and a lot of other places. But we all keep in contact by phone and email throughout the year, as we wait for the next New Year's where we do it all again.